Well, howdy, 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 sports fans. It's Big Doings in Radio Land. It's time for Lucky's Losers. Lucky always picks the losers of college and pro football. Lucky has his smart pool machine ready to go. So, without further ado, let's get started.
Hello. My name is Reverend Charles, and this is my first time on the radio. But anyway, come on, hear me now. If you read the Bible in Luke, you will know that Luke ain't from New Jersey. Mm-mm.
That guy is funny. They say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. And that goes out to Reverend Charles. Head over to the YouTuber and run Reverend Charles. That's one funny dude. Week 3 of college football is a big time fat snoozer. Boring alert to all of Lucky's fans. Cupcake City for most or all of the top 10. Lucky says boo-hoo to those participating in this week's cupcake games, to include the Alabama Crimson Tides taking on Colorado State. The Tides are a whopping 29-point favorite. Shame on you, Nikki Saban. Shame on you. Number 2, Oklahoma Sooners, fresh off their spanking of the OIO Buckaroonies in the Horseshoe. Lucky picked the Ohio Staters to lose, and they did. The flag of the Ogie Stokie from the Mistokie firmly planted in the Big O. But they don't get a pass this week. A 35-point ridiculous favorite against the losers from Tulane. Come on, Soonies. Play someone with a winning record, why don't you? Number 5, Penn State. The Staters at home against the lonely Georgia State team. 0-1. Another freaking cupcake game. G State getting 37 points. A massacre in the making. The Bulldogs from Georgia at home taking on the powerhouse from Samford. Where in the hell is Samford, Lucky wants to know. First is the Appy State Moonshiners, and now it's Samford. Getting 34 points, you know. Georgia between the hedges? I'd rather watch grass grow. Shame, 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 Georgia Bulldogs. Shame. And the last of the cupcake games this week, number 6, Washington Huskers, at home with the frozen, freezy State Bulldogs. They're getting 35 points and a huge paycheck. Why even play? Just cast a check and save an ass whooping for later in the year. Lucky says all these games are a bunch of losers.
You're a loser. You're a loser. You're a loser. 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 You're a loser.
I'm a loser.
I'm a loser. I told her how to be a loser. Loser!
Loser!
Oh, yeah!
I'm a loser. My wife made me a loser.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser.
You lost, Bobby. You lost. You're a loser, Bobby.
Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby! Baby, want a bottle? A big dirt bottle?
I'm like a loser!
I'm a loser, and I lost someone who means to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
In your face! I want to race! You, sir, are a loser! Ha!
It's the joy of my life to see you grow up like I always knew you would. A total and complete loser.
So you think I'm a loser? Just because I have a stinking job that I hate? A family that doesn't respect me? A whole city that curses the day I was born? Well, that may mean loser to you, but let me tell you something. Every morning when I wake up, I know it's not going to get any better until I go back to sleep again. So I get up, have my watered-down Tang and still frozen Pop-Tart, get in my car with no upholstery, no gas, and 6 more payments to fight traffic just for the privilege of putting cheap shoes on the cloven hooves of people like you.
Lucky says week 3 is not a total loss, though. With just one game in the top 10, worth wasting a smart pill on. The Clemmy Clemson Tigers, number 3, on the road in Kentucky, visiting Lamar Jackson and the Louisville Cardinals. Now listen to these stats. The reigning Heisman Trophy winner, spanked, slapped, dished, flipped, scattered the North Carolina Tar Heels for 5 TDs, 770 yards passing, 40 rushing attempts on 239 yards, and 3 TDs rushing. That's over 1,000 yards and 8 TDs all by his lonesome. North Kakalaki Tar Heels are an embarrassment to the game of football, you know. But Clemson isn't the holes. Why? Because they have a defense. You know, those 11 players on the other side of the ball. Dabo Swinehart and his Tigers are a measly 3-point favorite in this primetime affair on the road. And you can watch it on the Alphabet Channel. That's ABC, you know. Handicapping this doozy is difficult for Lucky and his smart pill machine. There's only one thing for the Tigers to do. Stop Lamar Jackson and win the game. Now, Clemson Tigers have their new quarterback, Kelly Bryant. He has a QB rating of 84%. So offense shouldn't be a problem because the Hole scored 35 points in the loss against the Buds. Clemmy Clemson has a clear sailing until Florida State 2 weeks before Turkey Day, that at home in Death Valley. Concerning this game, the smart pill machine sides with the defense. Lucky's loser, Louisville.
Love, exciting and new.
Smiles, everyone, smile.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
Shlemiel.
Shlemazel.
Hasenbemp and Corporated. Now a trio with a really, really big future. The girls with the new sound, and here they are, the Honeybees.
Like a prisoner needs a cell, like a ding-dong needs a bell. You need us.
Don't pull the rope.
Don't pull the rope.
Yosemite Sam.
It's Yosemite Sam.
Yosemite Sam.
Yeah, Yosemite Sam. The roughest, toughest hombre has ever crossed the Rio Grande.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hervé Villaché.
As I approach the prime of my life, I find I have the time of my life. Learning to enjoy at my leisure all the simple pleasures, and so I happily consume. This is all I ask, this is all I need. Beautiful girls, walk a little slower when you walk by me.
In pro football, Lucky flatlined in week 1, going 8-7. but he was 3-0 against picking the losers against the spread. Now visit LuckysLosers.com to see his picks for college and pro football games this week. Lucky loves picking against the spread, and this week is no different. He has three games. The Panthers are getting an almost TD and two-point conversion against the upstart Buffalo Bills in Charlito. The Bills are too good and will win this game, and if not, they will beat the spread. Count on it, says Lucky. The Ravens destroyed the Cincinnati Bengals in week one, blasting them 20-0 on the road. Now the Birdies take on the lonely Cleveland Browns and will cover the 8 points in this blowout win. Tonight's game is a snooze fest between the Bengals and the Houston Texans. Both stunk it up with one TD scored between the two teams. Deshaun Watson of the Clemson fame, national champions last year, will start on the road, who will need to cover a TD. No can do, says Lucky. The Texans will lose big on the road to the Bengals. Well, that will do it for Lucky's Losers this week. Join Lucky every week as he picks the losers of college and pro football. Visit LuckysLosers.com to see how he is doing and to view the games for that week. Listen to his podcast on the page or hop over to BrowseRadio.com to listen there. Lucky's Losers. He always picks the losers.